Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. My name is Sarah, I'm a certified credit repair specialist. May I ask who we have the pleasure to speak with today?
Hi, Sarah. Yes, this is Hansen. I got Miss Lavon Hutchinson on the other line. She has right now an issue with specifically a personal loan, unsecured personal loan of $3,000 that is in collection. She has also a little credit card issue with just $2,200 that is behind. But the main issue is the personal loan. She's in Social Security, so I would like to know if you can assist her.
Yes, of course. What's her name one more time?
Lavon, L-A-V-O-N, Hutchinson, H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S-O-N. She's in the state of South Carolina.
Okay, of course. I will be more than happy to assist.
All right. I'm coming back right now. Ms. Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for holding. I got Sarah with us on the line. She's one of the best debt specialists in the Credit Pros department, so she will be able to further assist you. Sarah, go ahead.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Hello, Lavon. My name is Sarah, I'm a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I'm glad to hear. So I understand that you're looking to improve your financial standing. It seems that you were looking for a loan, or were you looking for debt consolidation?
Whichever one is going to get my credit back up.
Okay. The reason that I'm asking is because usually when you get transferred, it's because you don't qualify in full, you get declined. How much do you have in debt?
About $3,200.
Okay. Is this how much you have in collections, or is showing us active debt?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Mm-hmm.
Some could be in collection.
Okay. Any negative accounts that can be affecting your credit, medical bills, collection accounts?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know your current credit score?
I could look at it right quick. I don't know the FICO, but I could tell you the Experian and the... Hold on one second.
Okay.
The TransUnion is 529 and the Equifax is 509.
Okay, thank you. Negative accounts that can be affecting the process, medical bills, collection accounts?
Yes.
Okay, what type of negative accounts do you have? Late payments,
loans. Medical bills, loans.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any active credit cards that are helping you build credit?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm not using no credit cards right now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so then based on the information that I have here, I understand that the only thing that might be holding you back is your credit standing. Just so you know, like other companies, what we do is we work on improving every aspect of your credit. And this is from disputing the negative items that are questionable to giving you access to positive credit. So what I'm going to go ahead and do next is I'm going to go ahead and attempt a soft pull. This is going to be from your Equifax credit summary. I can assure you it's going to be a courtesy pull, so this will not affect your credit score in any way, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a middle name, middle initial?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to confirm, can you spell your first name for me, just to make sure I have it correctly?
L-A-V-O-N.
Thank you. Last name?
Hutchinson.
Thank you. The phone number that I have on file, 843-599-1926, are you able to receive a text message while you're on the phone with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Go ahead and provide me your email.
Hutchinson 265 3559@gmail.
Thank you. And just to confirm, I'm going to spell your last name just to make sure I have it correctly, okay? HUTCHINGSON?
No G. HUTCHINSON.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. Okay, go ahead and provide me your social security number.
135-808087.
Thank you. Date of birth?
2/1/86.
Thank you.
Is that please?
And what's your home address or P.O. box if you have one?
14 Porches, P-O-R-C-H-E-S, Hill Road. And that's in Seabrook, South Carolina. I just realized I told that man Beaufort, South Carolina earlier, but it's all in the same area. It's Seabrook, though.
Okay. What is the zip code one more time?
29940.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and request your credit summary, okay? Allow me one moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. I really appreciate it. Okay, as I'm reviewing your credit summary, I would like to ask you if you received Social Security income disability?
Yes.
Okay, which one do you receive?
SSI.
Okay.
Social Security income.
Social Security income. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and request your credit summary. I'm going to ask you some security questions. Okay. Question number one. Which of the following institutions do you have a bank account with? We have Meridian Trust Federal Credit Union, Citizens National Bank, Northern Trust, or none?
None.
Thank you. Question number two. You may have opened an auto loan or auto lease in or around August 2020. Please select the dollar amount range in which your monthly auto loan or lease payment falls. Did you get an auto loan or auto lease in August 2020?
What's the auto loan?
Vehicle and payments.
Oh, auto. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was the monthly payment, or what is the monthly payment?
I think it was 200.
200. Okay. Thank you. Question number three. Which of the following is a current or previous employer? Okay. You already told me your own Social Security income. Question number four. Please select the county for the address you provided. We have Charleston, Beaufort, Horry, Hampton, or none.
Beaufort.
Thank you. Question number five. Please select the city that you have previously resided in. New Hope, Atmore, Lillian, Seabrook, or none?
Seabrook.
Thank you. Okay, allow me one moment. Information is loading, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. One moment. Thank you so much. One moment. Okay, I'm going to ask you more security questions, okay? Question number one. According to your credit profile, okay, it's asking in regards to vehicle. Who was the lender for the vehicle? Was it with PNC Bank, Southeast Bank, HSBC Bank USA, Toyota Motor Credit, or none?
None.
Thank you. Question number two. Which of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? We have Glenda, Melvin, Maureen, Kyle, or none?
None.
Thank you. Question number three, what is the area code of your phone number? It's 843, correct? 843?
Yes, me.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, question number four. You previously resided on one of the following streets. We have Knights, Milton, Legacy, Duke, or none.
Duke Street.
Thank you. Okay, the information is loading now. Allow me one moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Levon, I'm going to go ahead and thank you for your patience. I really appreciate it. I have your credit report. Your credit score is 510. This is through Equifax Credit Summary. As I'm reviewing your file, I can see a few negative items on your credit report. We have 36 minor delinquent accounts, 7 major derogatory trade lines. We have a delinquent percentage of 73%. One collection account for the amount of $287. Were you aware of this collection account?
What was it?
It's not showing in specific. It's only showing a balance for $287.
Yes, ma'am. That's a credit card.
Okay. Okay, so then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and provide you with the program. Okay, that is gonna help you with your credit. This way we can help you build your credit and we can help you get back on track with your credit standing. So based on the information that we have here, the program that you qualify for is the Success Program. And the way that we will be working with you is that we're gonna work through all three credit bureaus, which is gonna be Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. We will be working with everything that you consider to be misleading, inaccurate, outdated, as won't verifiable. Plus, what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and start reporting your monthly payments on time to all three credit bureaus. Because sometimes, even though you're making monthly payments, they don't even get reported. So we're gonna make sure they're being reported. Plus, we're gonna go ahead and provide you as well with access to the Loan Wizard. As a company, we don't give loans because we specialize in credit repair and improvement. However, what we're gonna do is we're gonna give you access to apply through a third party, which is gonna be through the Loan Wizard, which is a tool that is gonna help you determine the financing payment options that are best for you. And this way you can apply for a personal loan based on credit worthiness, okay? As well, something that I do want you to
Okay.
know is that if you're currently being turned down for loans, I wouldn't recommend for you to apply for a loan at the moment. Just work on your credit and then apply for the loan. Because usually when you get turned down with one company, all the companies turn you down. So we want to make sure you're getting options, okay?
Okay.
And as well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and report the monthly payment. It's gonna get reported to all three credit bureaus. It's gonna show us if you had an active loan. This way, it's gonna show us if you have an active loan and you're giving the monthly payments on time, which is what they look for. They look for people who can pay on time. Okay, so this program, the regular price is $149, but at the moment we have a discounted price of $119, the monthly fee, as long as you stay as a client. As well, the program is month to month. You can opt out should you experience a hardship, but the positive reporting will discontinue. Plus, something else that we're going to provide you with is going to be a guarantee line of credit. The line of credit is worth up to $5,000 by the nationalcreditdirect.com. To be clear, it's not a loan, it's not a credit card, it's a credit builder that it gets reported towards Experian. And by reporting every month to the credit bureau, that is what's going to make you more appealing to lenders, landlords. If they take a look in your report, that should work for them if they want to take a risk on you once they see the positive report of the trade line. The program, this is the benefits that it's providing you with. Do you have any questions in regards to the program?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so then if you have no questions, let's go ahead and get you started. Okay, as I'm reviewing your file as well, I'm able to see that you qualify for a discounted program as well. Okay, so the program, it includes all the benefits except for the line of credit. And this program, to get you started today, it's only $60. and then your monthly fee, it would drop down to $50, the monthly fee, as long as you stay as a client. All the benefits except for the line of credit,
Okay.
which is going to work through all three credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax at the same time. Okay? So then
That
if you
sounds
have
good.
no more questions, let's go ahead and get you started. Would you be using a Visa, MasterCard, American Express for the $60?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
A visa.
Okay, I'm ready for the card
Hello.
number.
Hold on, I gotta unlock it right quick.
Okay, of course. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, new I'll try. I don't know what my drugs are. Look in your bathroom. One second, I'm coming in.
Yes, of course. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready as well.
It's 4737 0330 3828 1153.
Thank you. What's the expiration month?
1026.
Okay, and what's the security number?
087.
Thank you. Okay, so then once the payment is accepted, your monthly fee is going to be $50 starting next month. Okay, this would be on the first. I would just need to go over our credit card
Okay.
disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $60 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates the cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, so we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Allow me one moment while we process the payment. One moment, information is still loading.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. I really appreciate it. Okay, the payment went through already. I'm gonna go ahead and send you an email. The email's gonna say the credit bureau support team, TCP support team. Let me know once you receive the email. It's gonna say the credit bureau support team, TCP support team.
I got a text message.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and click on the text message. It should be able to give you access to a link. Are you able to see the link?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and click on the link. I'm going to give you access to your portal. This way, we're able to go over your account. And as well, to confirm your information,
Okay.
make sure everything's correctly.
Yes, LaVon Hutchinson, 3122, 1635 p.m. $60, $50 a month. Family members, 99 per month. Okay, I'm down to my name. I hereby cancel this transaction, I see. Or do I just click on I, LaVon Hutchinson, have read and agree to terms?
That is correct. Read the information and then click on it, or if you already read it, click on it.
Okay, I press next. Wait, it's loading.
Okay, perfect. Now it's gonna give you access to your account, to your personal information. We need to go over your personal information to verify everything's correctly, okay?
Okay, I don't have a password up here.
Okay, go ahead and create one. If it's asking you to create one, create one.
Next step. Okay, it says my address, billing address, same as billing address. Press next.
Yes, go ahead and click on next step.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, we assist you removing questionable, outdated, or incorrect information hurting your credit score. Simply click OK to get to proceed or choose your dispute reason on the right. So everything is quick. I'm just scrolling through.
Okay.
I'm at the bottom.
Okay.
Credit acceptance.
You're on the bottom. What does it say?
It says select dispute reason.
Okay. If you don't have a reason, just leave it that way because your credit advisor is the one in charge of putting the dispute reason, so no worries.
Okay. I don't see a next button.
No, okay. Did you scroll down all the way down?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, go ahead and it's not allowing you to continue.
No, ma'am.
No, okay, no worries. Just stay where you're at. I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you to our automated credit advisor ACE. This way we're able to continue with the process because it's gonna ask you a picture of your ID, your state ID or driver's license. So I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you to our automated credit advisor ACE to set up your account. Once the recording is done, this is gonna provide you with some options. You're gonna press option number one, and this is gonna get you transferred to your credit advisor. This way your credit advisor can be able to resend information. So allow me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. One moment, please.